and Nutrition, a special program for World Food Day 1992. For the past few years, African governments have faced one of the most challenging development problems ever: drought. It hits unexpectedly everywhere. Desertification spreads there, threatening the life of thousands of small farmers. The choice between constantly going hungry or having enough to eat, this is Africa's challenge today. Even if the little food available in critical periods could be made more nutritious, it would save millions. Food and nutrition is the theme for World Food Day this year. According to Mr. Edgardo Valenzuela, the coordinator of World Food Day programs in the Food and Agriculture Organization, it simply means that good quality and safe food can lead people to healthier lives. It also means that agriculture cannot be dissociated from health policies.
This year's World Food Day will focus on trying to improve nutritional well-being of people through better food security for all. This means that the need to feed people and to enable all people to have both the physical and economic access to the basic food they need to lead active and healthy lives. We will have to encourage programs to promote home and community gardening and the raising of small animals, which can be an important part of assuring family and household food security. So by focusing on the development of agriculture as a basis for better food supplies, as well as to improve income and more jobs, is all part of the focus for this year's World Food Day.
Africa is a mosaic of cultures and traditions. Beliefs vary from one ethnic group to the other, from the Sahel to the equator, thus marking deep differences in food habits and the type of food consumed. But there is one characteristic that unites them: the plight of poverty.
Many countries have extremely poor infrastructure for water supplies, so that there's a consistent problem of infectious diseases, and particularly with children, diarrheal problems, which create even greater nutritional problems, since foods which are available cannot be properly assimilated by the bodies of these children, so that they get progressively sicker and eventually die.
Mr. John Lupien, head of the Food Policy and Nutrition Division in FAO, is convinced that if the many rural poor do not have adequate and essential infrastructures, such as water supply and health centers, trying to ensure their nutritional well-being is a lost battle.
In many of the countries, there's a very high death rate of infants in particular because of the interaction between the general environment, poor water supplies, lack of adequate food, and problems of being able to assimilate the foods, particularly since appropriate foods for moving from breastfeeding to adult foods are quite often not available in many of the countries.
Most of modern man's needs for food can be met with little effort. It is important, therefore, that he tries to find worthwhile projects for himself and undertake activities for his own development. FAO has introduced a simple technological way of preventing post-harvest losses by increasing the food availability and durability: food processing. Here the example of cassava.
In most cases, many people prefer the taste of cassava, as an example, to the taste of wheat. There is a difference in texture. Breads made with the wheatless bread formula are heavier, but consequently they last quite a bit longer.
That's Mr. Morton Seton, one of the world's leading bakery technologists. At the same time, a food processing project has to ensure that nutrient contents are preserved. FAO expert Mr. Yoram Leftoff, who is working at a regional project covering Tanzania, Kenya, Malawi, Zambia and Zimbabwe, encourages oil consumption.
Since vitamin A is oil soluble, it is very important that the nutrition also contains a certain element of oil, which is very, very difficult now to get in various parts in Africa. Therefore, our project would also contemplate some kind of rural processing of oil seeds, which can be found.
Yam is a common staple food in most Western and Central African countries, but it's a fast perishable tuber, and some of its varieties are hard to chew, even after long hours of cooking and boiling. Dr. Israel Mbome, a biochemist at the Center for Nutrition of Yaoundé, is convinced that yam can be processed into a high-protein flour for infants.
At the moment, we have been able to make many things out of that flour. Cakes, you know, biscuits, porridge, and so on. We also think that this yam can be used even further, especially infant feeding, considering its almost cereal-like properties, high protein quantity, high yield, and what I didn't mention, you know, high starch digestibility.
Sweet potatoes processing into flour has tremendously improved the nutritional well-being and increased the food security of rural households in northern Cameroon.
First of all, will be just the cook, the chop.
When we have harvested the sweet potatoes, we sell a good part of it to the market. The other part is processed into flour, which is supplied to the bakers. The rest is stored for months for household consumption.
Growing fruits and vegetables is encouraged in Zambia, where a severe vitamin A deficiency is reported. Mrs. Helen Mulhoff, an FAO nutritionist, keeps a close eye on the nutritional improvement of the rural poor. The main focus of her nutritional education program is on small farmers who not only produce most food in developing countries, but depend most heavily on stored food reserves.
The project aims at preventing vitamin A deficiency in the longer term, and key components of this are the promotion of the production of fruits and vegetable crops that are rich in vitamin A, as well as oil palms, because palm oil is one of the richest sources of vitamin A, and also to promote the consumption of these crops once they have been consumed through nutrition education.
One of the best ways to disseminate a new product and test its acceptability by the consumers is indeed to sell it. The most common meeting point in the African society is the market. But because the rural farmer would have to walk hundreds of miles before he can reach the nearest markets, he often plans only one or two weekly journeys to sell his products. This leads to a loss of food and money. Therefore, as Mrs. Helen Mulhoff puts it, referring to Zambia, a nutritional program should be accompanied by the strengthening of the agricultural extension system.
I think where we are going to provide help is with the strengthening of the agricultural extension system, such as the provision of transportation, let's say, to crop husbandry offices, as well as to agricultural extension workers and to community development workers, to provide them with bicycles so that they will actually be in a position to reach the villages where they're supposed to be working, and also to provide motorcycles for supervision purposes and so on.
Introducing food and nutrition components into a broader development frame is a major goal this year for both the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Health Organization. The two UN agencies, says Mr. John Lupien, will draw the world's attention to the magnitude and extent of problems of hunger and malnutrition at an international conference on nutrition, the first of the kind, due in Rome from the 5th to the 11th of December.
We hope, through the conference, to be able to establish a global system of collecting and disseminating information on changes in nutritional status of the populations, with a special emphasis on the vulnerable groups. It is intended to enable international organizations and countries to mobilize additional financial resources for concentrated efforts by governments, non-governmental organizations, and international organizations to implement strategies to improve nutritional problems, or to actually eliminate nutritional problems in all parts of the world.
Men and women subsistence farmers in Africa, peasant cultivators and small-scale fisherfolk who are frequently isolated and vulnerable should be given more attention. By teaching them how to make their food more adequate to protect them from illness, and by providing the energy that they and their children need to live healthy and productive lives.